last year we worked on Tyler Street from Hancock to Eastern Avenue. We had 1,000 volunteers and rehabilitated, modified, and repaired 25 homes, created a community garden, and really made improvements to the entire street, entire block. This is our 22nd National Rebuilding Day, but the first time that we did 25 houses all on one block. And we had such a tremendous positive response from it, with the volunteers, the sponsors, the donors, of course the homeowners, the neighbors all got to know each other, and created a really safe neighborhood for themselves. They really do look out for each other now. And so as a result of that, we, our board of directors and staff, we came up with a 10-year strategic initiative where we're going to take 10 contiguous blocks in the Old Hill neighborhood from Tyler Street to Hickory Street. We're on Pendleton Avenue, one block over from Tyler Street last year. This is year two of 10. We're going to rehabilitate over 250 homes, and that'll directly impact almost 1,000 individuals living in families and living in these homes. And that's with 10,000 volunteers. So it's a great way for the community to get involved themselves, to really make a difference for people that are in need. Two of the families that live on this block have lived in their homes for over 60 years. Mr. Jackson here today, he's lived in his home for almost 50 years. And they're really, they're retired, they're elderly, they may have some disabilities. And we're going to try to make these homes, and we will make these homes, safe, healthy, and energy efficient.
Why this neighborhood? Why the Old Hill neighborhood?
The Old Hill neighborhood has gone through some really tough times with the economy. It's a very poor neighborhood, actually one of the poorest in the country. Almost half of the children live below the poverty level here. Really in help, really in dire need. And then, of course, it was hurt by the tornadoes in 2011 on top of everything else. So between a combination of those things, we saw the need, we saw the distress. And to really, truly revitalize a city and a neighborhood, you have to do it block by block.
And your organization, how does it work? How do you get your resources to come in and do this kind of an ambitious project?
Well, we've been around for 22 years, and we have a great number of volunteers. We're able to leverage our funding 4-to-1 through in-kind donations, through volunteers, both skilled carpenters, electricians, plumbers, unskilled volunteers that are willing to paint and to clean up yards and landscape, install fences, and really make a difference in that. It's volunteer driven, you really get involved, you really get ownership of what we're doing, and get to know the city of Springfield and the families here. So many of the families from last year are also volunteering on this street this year, so we're really happy to have them back again.
What about the scope of the work? What's going to be done to these houses in this neighborhood?
The scope of the work will be converting homes from oil heat to natural gas, new energy efficient windows, new roofs, insulation, weatherization, mold remediation, lead abatement, water saving fixtures, fixing and repairing steps and adding handrails, and landscaping, new fencing, and everything in between.
So almost soup to nuts.
Yeah, exactly. We do everything, but we don't build new houses, but we'll modify, repair, or rehabilitate an existing home.
And the hope is that that will keep people in their homes longer and stabilize the neighborhood.
It stabilizes the neighborhood, yes. People are able to stay in their homes. It improves their quality of life so they don't have to go to a nursing home. It saves on their utility bills. It's green for the environment, which helps all of us. And they continue to pay their taxes, which is good for the neighborhood, the city, and all of us here.
How do you decide what houses are going to be part of this project?
We work on all houses on this entire block that we're able to work with. Even a couple of the homes are owned by landlords. We work to try to get them involved. If we're able to get them involved, we will do some curb appeal work like landscaping and painting and things like that, materials that we get donated. We wouldn't do an extensive amount of work on a landlord property like a roof or anything, but all the homes, all the families are involved. They'll be out volunteering that day. We'll be making significant improvements to the playground, almost $35,000 worth of new playground equipment. And that'll help the students at Head Start right across the street, because right now they're not able to use the playground.
So there isn't an application process or anything that people have to go through then?
Yes, all the families are low income. They do have to apply through our office. We have to qualify them. We have to make sure their taxes are up to date. We have to make sure that, yes, they do own the home, and assess that. And then we go in and see the scope of work that they're in need of, and what we're able to get donated and what we're able to purchase maybe at discounts. So it's kind of a long process. It's a year in the planning. It's also a year just to recruit volunteers and assign them to different spots and to recruit house captains and event volunteers and everything. There's a lot of coordination involved, but yes, all the families are low income, and they do have to go through a qualification process and, you know, show their tax returns and so forth.
If somebody wants to volunteer to work on April the 26th, mm-hmm. How would they go about doing that?
They can go to our website at rebuildingtogetherspringfield.org. There's a tab for Green and Fit 2014. You can register to volunteer. You can make a donation, and we'd love to have everybody come that day and see what it's all about.
And do they need any special skills or training to do this work?
No skills or training. We're even going to have activities this year in the park for young children. There's going to be arts and crafts, because on the home sites, children have to be at least 14 years of age, but we want to make it a family event. There's going to be a block party at the end of the day with a band and everything. There's going to be a resource fair for the neighbors and the volunteers to be able to have access to during the course of the day as well. So it's going to be a great day, and we're really so proud to make this announcement for our Green and Fit 10 and 10.